We'll praise the Lord. Saints, this is Pastor C with another Faith Nuggets. Amen. Now, we want to start right here today. You know, Jesus, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, is the author and the finisher of our faith. We are commanded, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, the one that will initiate his faith in our hearts, in our lives. And he said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, they are life. That's why faith is the substance. The faith of God is the substance. It is a spiritual power that's in the words that were spoken to you, with that has the power and the ability in them to make what was stated or spoken happen to you. Amen. Now that is so important, see? And we have to understand that, and we have to operate on that, my precious brothers and sisters. And if we don't, then we have to recognize, man, listen, there can be some faith failures. There can be many, 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 and many Christians are, that's what they experience. That's why Jesus prayed for Peter that his faith failed him not. Amen. So we have to know, we have to understand this. It is so critical that we do. So we have to look it under Jesus, who is speaking to us, the Spirit of God that's in us, said he will speak to us what he hears. And when he speaks to us, faith comes. When he revealed to us, faith comes. When he guides us into a truth and quicken it and make it alive, we have the faith of God. Amen. We have miracle working power to manifest what he said. Now that's so important. So we have to make sure now, because we are commanded to have faith. Amen. So, and see, I remember when they diagnosed me with cancer, and I got ready to pray, and the Lord spoke to me and said, by my stripes you were healed. Boy, listen, I didn't pray. I got right up, and all I did was meditated and declared what Jesus said. And after 2.5 years, I woke up one morning with brand new baby skin, and the cancer was gone. Another time I needed a vehicle. The Lord spoke to me that 2 weeks later, I woke up one morning with a brand new car sitting in my yard. Amen. And I can just go through time after time when the Lord spoke to me. Praise God. And the words that he said, and I stood on those words and lived by those words, and those words had the power in them to manifest what the Lord said to me. And so it's the same thing here. Now, you must have, and you have to understand, the word of the Lord, living word of the Lord. Amen. And then you have faith. Amen. Amen. All right. Now go have a faith-filled day.